Up next, Luna talks with Anna Paulina Luna, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.
Following the fiasco in Afghanistan, Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller demanded accountability from our military's senior leadership. He was quickly imprisoned, thrown in solitary confinement, and since then, Lieutenant Colonel Scheller agreed to a plea deal and should have been out by now, able to continue his life as a free civilian. Instead, the Marine Corps imposed a gag order, hoping that he breaks it so he can be punished further. They're here, ready to speak out and tell you about a shameful example of targeting a decorated Marine officer for political reasons. This is Luna Talks with Anna Paulina. Welcome back to today's episode of Luna Talks with me, your host, Anna Paulina Luna. As you know, I have been covering what was happening with the military, the politicization of the military, and then also to what's happening with Lieutenant Colonel Scheller. And I was contacted a few days ago by Kathy, his mother, who had actually joined us on a previous episode. And she wanted to talk with me to provide an update for her son, because she said after the hearing, a lot of media kind of fell off. They didn't want to cover kind of the after effects that the family is dealing with. But as you know, as an Air Force veteran, and then also to someone who's very active within the veteran community, not just online, but also too in my hometown here in Pinellas County, I can tell you that it's very important that we keep eyes on this, because Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, whether or not you agree with his politics, what they are doing to him is scary. And it should be scary for anyone who has a family member or a significant other or a friend in the military as a whole. You know, in interviewing her, and we'll get to that interview in a second, it was alarming to me what the military did in an effort to sabotage this man's credibility prior to his trial, because there was so much media attention on this. And I ask you to really think about this for a moment. You know, they talk about right now, especially what's happening with COVID-19 and, you know, people's rights to health privacy. I mean, I can tell you that in the next probably 10 years, we're going to see insurance companies probably pushing to see if they can use people's DNA to give them insurance, which is a completely separate, I think, discussion. But the point is that people should have a right to medical privacy, whether or not it covers down on mental health or physical health. That should never be used or exploited against someone, especially when they're obviously facing criminal charges. You have to literally respect people's privacy in that sense. And so it's very interesting to me, the angle that the military took with this, and I don't agree with it. And I think a lot of people listening to this will also say, well, you know, was he guilty of these charges? You know, he pleaded guilty. He has a statement that you can read in actually the URL that I posted in the description of this podcast. But the point is that we really do have to make sure that as a country, we are keeping eyes on this, because how they treat him is how they can treat anyone else that serves that might not have the know-how or the ability to stand up for themselves. And I do believe that if we're going to say that we need full transparency in government, which we need more of, trust me, we need to do the same thing with the military, especially being that your tax dollars, my tax dollars go to it. They should actually be held accountable. So we have joining us again, Stu and Kathy Scheller, which are the parents of Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, who is recently involved in some serious legal ramifications for basically standing up for our service members. Now, I'm so glad to have you guys back on the show. If you can, what is the most recent update? We saw that he was basically charged, but can you explain some of those charges?
So he was thrown in the brig illegally under a gag order. We all thought it was a gag order. It was actually thrown in as a flight risk, which he was not. He was held for 9 days in solitary confinement. During that time, he signed a plea deal saying that he would take accountability and plead guilty to all of his actions in a special court-martial. And if he did that, the military would then sign his resignation and give him either an honorable or
a general discharge under honorable conditions.
Yes, which he has since gone to his court-martial. And of course, the military has not signed those documents yet. They're playing a waiting game, and he is still under a gag order because clearly they don't want to hear what he has to say. But during his court, he was able to read a statement, and in his statement, it describes in detail, which you can find at the website istandwithstu.com. In there, you see his charges, his answers to the charges, his statement, and the closing statement made by his attorney. But under those statements, you will see the pressure that the military brought down upon him for 30 days, basically trying to get him to crack, and some could say even commit suicide. It was really awful, and most everyone didn't know what was going on. And we're here today to say, if the military can do that to a grade 5 officer who is a decorated war hero and a lieutenant colonel, what can they do to a newly enlisted person? Let's say a young woman crying rape or anything, taking it up the chain, and they try to silence them. So our son is still silenced. They have no time limit as to when they will release him. They could take it all the way up to the full 3 years. And so we're asking people to get involved, contact the Secretary of Navy, and the number and the email is on that website, istandwithstu.com, and ask them to expedite his release. Enough is enough.
Can you, I got chills as you were saying that, because you're saying that basically the military, and I've seen it. I remember actually when I was stationed at Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri, this was before the military repealed the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. And a girl that I was actually friends with, I must've been 19 at the time, but anyway, she was raped and she ultimately ended up actually getting out because her chain of command completely just brushed it under the rug. And ultimately she ended up getting out because she said, well, like, you guys didn't believe me, but I'm gay. And she was ultimately discharged because of that. But I mean, what were some of this? Are you able to share what some of the
stats? Yes, it's all a matter of public record now.
So it is on the website. Kathy mentioned Stewart's statement to the judge during the court martial. I mean, it is a compelling read.
Yes. So it started off with, you know, they told him, you know, they brought him in, they said, I'm hoping I can get all of it straight. That we're not going to, you know, shush you up. You can go home. And then they called him in and within 12 hours took him out of his chain, or they
relieved him of his command.
Then they started doing an investigation and they were using leading questions. And we know this because
I was interviewed. They were totally biased questions.
They would say, do you think that he's bipolar? Do you think that he maybe is having a PTSD meltdown? Do you think that maybe he's doing, you know, subversive action, you know, radical act? The leading questions in this investigation, trying to smear his name with everyone else in the military. Then they went and put a gag order on every military member saying, you cannot post, you cannot comment, you cannot say anything about him, Lieutenant Colonel Scheller. Then they went on, he had a small business and they shut it down in the PXs to try to hurt him financially. They went on, his wife was, it was no longer a good place to live. They had reporters coming. It was an unfriendly military environment. His wife separated and went to another state. He asked for leave to go talk to his wife. They told him, no, you may not leave. You have to stay here. And, you know, you're our Marine. We have you. So they would not let him go to work on his marriage. And yet they labeled him a flight risk and threw him in the brig in solitary confinement for 9 days.
Let me talk about the criminal acts that they did. In fact, this isn't just dad talking. Colonel Hines, the judge that ruled and proceeded over the court martial, admonished the prosecution and the government for their case. They, you know, when he actually listened to all of Stewart's videos over that 30-day period and he read all of his posts, he admonished the prosecution for taking the charges out of context. He admonished the prosecution. He said in his 27 years of being in a judge, he had never seen anybody detained or put in prison for what Stewart had done. And the worst and the criminal act that you probably won't hear the end of is that pre-trial, they released the entire investigative report, including his medical records, to the media to again attempt to smear him.
I am here with Kathy and Stewart Sr., the parents of Lieutenant Colonel Scheller. We'll be right back after this quick break. So they released his medical records because it's interesting. They brought up his mental health, right? In a leading question, in an effort to almost basically paint it out like he had post-traumatic stress disorder. He's breaking.
No, they used the term bipolar with me. They said, you know, Mr. Scheller, all of his friends think he's bipolar. What do you think? And I said, are his friends clinical psychiatrists? Are you a clinical psychiatrist? I'm not. And we've known this young man for 40 years. And he went, to our knowledge, all he did was serve his country for 17 years in battle zones on 5 deployments. And Stewart's statement that you will all read if you go to the website, Stewart said, you know, you didn't question my mental health when I couldn't come home for the birth of my first child when I was on deployment. You didn't question my mental health when you didn't let me take leave to go bury my 3 grandparents. So, you know, it's such.
But when I question the authority and ask for accountability, you question my mental health. You go about leaving messages and calling me and saying, we don't want you to commit suicide. Should, you know, trying to plant seeds in his head and pressure, because the military knows that a minimum of 22 service members commit suicide a day. 22 a day. And that is a very low estimate.
So they would have liked for it to go away.
Yeah, of course. It seems like what they're trying to do is they're trying to basically either plant that idea and or basically coax him into saying, I'm suffering from a mental break. And then they can blame his reaction on that. I mean, the fact that you're telling me, though, that they took his medical records and released him to the media. Who did they? Do you know what media outlet they released them to?
It was Task and Purpose, a military rag sheet that is aligned with the Pentagon, and they reported it. You can, you know, your listeners can go Google the Task and Purpose article. They proudly reported that they were leaked documents, and we were astonished and outraged. But fortunately, most of the other media had the class not to report on it, and so, you know, Task and Purpose owns that.
Well, I mean, I do not, you know, I've. The first person to see that there are people that are usually pay for play when it comes to smear campaigns. So trust me, I believe you guys here that I know how that works. So what is the next steps then for you, your family, for your son? Because now what's happening is I think that if the military does decide to move forward and accept his resignation, then he can basically, I think, one, become a civilian and have his freedom back. But also, two, I think he's really ignited a fire, though, with Americans that said, look, we have to hold our military leadership, regardless of party affiliation, accountable.
Yes.
Do you guys, are you able to talk about maybe some next plans he might have coming up? Or
we don't know, because, you know, it's going to come full circle. The military, the Marine Corps, agreed to the plea deal that they would release him, but there was not a timeline on that. So they want to sweat him out to see if they can get him to break the gag order so they can do punitive damages against him again, which I don't know, could even lead to more prison time. So they're trying to play a sweating game to sweat him out to see if they can get him to do something.
You know, I and this is what I tell people. They technically, you know, in fact, his attorney said, you know, parents, it's the military, it's the government. For it to go up the chain of command to the Secretary of Navy, it could take months. And you know what I say to that? It took them less than a day to relieve him of command. It took them weeks to put him in jail illegally. If they wanted to make this go away within a day or two, they could.
All they need is a signature. The Secretary of Navy just simply needs to sign off what they agreed to. What he would do in the future, I don't know. There are so many options open to him, but he is not free until he has the freedom of speech.
If you guys can, real quick, we're going to pause. I have to jump to a commercial break, so sit tight. We'll be right back with the parents of Lieutenant Colonel Stewart Scheller. Has your family been able to reach out and talk to anyone from the Pentagon or...
They have never contacted any of them.
Early on, his commanding officer, Colonel Emil, made it very clear to me, you're not his next of kin. He's our Marine. We've got this. Back off.
They have never at any point in time given us any respect whatsoever.
Wow. So, I mean, you guys just, I think, dropped a bombshell here. I did not expect you to say any of that. I mean, a lot of people were wondering, and I was kind of following the news cycle on this from the last time I spoke to you, that they wanted to know he's in solitary confinement. They're saying, oh, it's due to COVID-19. Meanwhile, they literally, we can get into that separately, but you know, you literally have Afghan refugees on bases around the country that are not in solitary confinement. So blows my mind.
Or vaccinated.
Exactly. And that's actually something that, you know, you're talking about what they're doing to your son now, but that's actually, and part of the episode last time is focusing on how the military has become politicized and that, you know, your son was asking for accountability, something that everyone was asking for, regardless of whether or not you're an independent Democrat, Republican, but ultimately ended up being silenced for. And yet they're now, I think, really leveraging and targeting, I think, those that are seeking religious exemptions. I know that you guys believe in God. I believe in God too. And it's like, you have to respect people's religious beliefs. That's why we're the United States of America. Well, I mean, I'm blown away from that. I didn't expect you to say that. So you're basically the only advocates he has now.
We are the only advocates he has because he cannot speak out.
I mean, we've reached out to our senator, our congressman, and we've asked Americans to reach out. And that was effective. We heard from Marjorie Taylor Greene, representative from Georgia, who said, my God, in my little district where we don't even have a military base, we heard from over 1 million people. And so we know that helped him get out of prison because Congress people were writing the Marine Commandant. But so all we have to ask Americans now is contact the Secretary of Navy. Let's put this behind us. You know, we have a voluntary military, and we have for the last 20 years. You know, I had Glenn Beck ask me a couple of weeks ago, I have a son who is thinking about joining the Marine Corps. What do you think, Mr. Scheller? I would ask parents to read Stewart's statement. You know, we loved the Marine Corps as parents, and so does Stewart. But I got to tell you, this is just disheartening to see how when someone speaks up, they can turn on them and try to hurt and crush
them. They just tried to hurt and crush and destroy him. And he was mentally strong enough to withstand it. But I believe in my heart, they were hoping he wouldn't be.
Wow. So his future is very bright. He has a lot to say. And guess what? They would just as soon him not say, right? So as long as they stall and don't honor their commitment, he's under a gag order. Maybe the Secretary of Navy, Carlos Del Toro, who, by the way, you can find his phone number and email on the IStandWithStu.com website.
Hint, guys, go check it out.
I'm hopeful that he will be tired of hearing from us. And by delaying and not accepting Stewart's resignation, all he is doing is hurting the reputation and continuing to hurt the reputation of the Marine Corps, the Navy, and the Armed Services. And that is a shame. And that's a sad day for America. He needs to step up and get this over with.
I mean, I agree with you. I think right now, like you said, if they're trying to stall, they're basically doing it because they don't want him to go to the press once he gets out and to be able to actually put a huge spotlight on this. I think I actually might've told you this last time, but one of the Marines that was killed in Kabul, actually, his mom lives out here and I called her and I was able to talk with her, but that was just one. And that was one of the hardest phone calls I think I've ever had to make in my life. And to see really an officer come forward and ask for accountability and then to be treated like this, you know, is interesting. A lot of people said previously, there's been other officers that have made statements in the past against other administrations, and there hasn't been this type of action taken against them. So you really look at it like, I do believe that this is political targeting. I 100% believe that they did not want, if anyone, a service member, to especially call out this administration on this. And that's why this is happening. And it's not supposed to happen like that, but it is. And so obviously everyone check out that website. What was the name of the website again? It was
IStandWithStu, and that's STU.com. IStandWithStu.com. You can read his statement, the charges against him and his reply to the judge. And you can also read his attorney's closing argument. So It's very powerful stuff. And as Americans, you need to read it.
And we just set it up as his parents this morning. So It'll
come out as time goes by. We look forward to putting this interview on that website.
Well, absolutely. We'll make sure to get it to you as soon as it's up and ready to go. But thank you so much for joining us today here on Luna Talks. And we look forward to continuing to cover this because I don't think that this is going to be the end for you guys. I think this is just the beginning.
It should be over, and everyone's reporting it as if it's over, and everyone wants it to be hush hush. So we thank you for having us on so we can tell the true story.
And our message to Secretary of Navy is we will not stop until he signs that resignation and honors his commitment.
Well, don't stop. You shouldn't. In fact, now, especially, you are his only advocate. So continue, because I know how it can be. And I feel like in general, right now, they're just wanting to go away. But that's exactly when you need to kick it into high gear. So thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to having you back on.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Before we go, I want to thank Kathy and Stuart Scheller Sr. again for such a great interview. And I want to thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, please leave us a review and rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. To hear more of my episodes and get my weekly newsletter, go to Gingrich360.com/Anna. You can also find me on Twitter, Parler, Facebook, Instagram, and Getter at Real Anna Paulina. And a special thank you to producer Drew Steele, writer Aaron Kliegman, and executive producers Debbie Myers and Speaker Newt Gingrich, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.